Well, praise the Lord. Good to see y'all here this evening. And those of us online, welcome visitors here and online. If you would, please stand if you can. We're going to start out by singing Sweet, Sweet Spirit.
Feel his mighty power and his grace. hush of angels' wings, I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. There's a holy hush around us as God's glory fills this place. I've touched the hem of his garment. I can almost see his face. And my heart is overflowing with the fullness of his joy. I know without a doubt that I've been of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I heard the bells on Christmas Day.
Oh my God, I thought I had this, guys. I apologize. Right? Yeah, once a year is a challenge, right? Well, I don't know. We'll just skip it. I apologize. Normally I can pick it up, but I don't know. It's a different version. Isn't he beautiful? Beautiful, isn't he? Prince of Peace, Son of God, isn't he? Isn't he wonderful? Wonderful, isn't he? Counselor, Almighty God, isn't he? Isn't he? Isn't he? Isn't he? Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody got a pick of him this evening? 285? Alrighty. Oh, Holy Night, that's a good one. Oh, Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, hold night divine, oh, night when Christ was born, oh, night, oh, holy night, oh, night divine, led by the light of faith serenely His cradle we stand. So led by light of a star sweetly gleaming, here came the wise men from Orient land. The King of Kings lay thus in lowly manger, in all our trials, born to be our friend. He knows our need, to our weakness is no stranger. Behold your King, before him lowly bend. Behold your King, before him lowly bend. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever, his power and glory evermore proclaim. His power and glory evermore proclaim.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Got a tune you've been thinking of? Christmas hymn or otherwise? Nope. Okay. Oh, nice. $249, alrighty. Oh, come all ye faithful.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Glory, all right, come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exultation. Oh, sing, all ye bright hosts of heaven above. Glory to God, all glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, unless there's another one. Or Miss Penny is going to sing a special for us this evening.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Miss Penny. That was beautiful. Amen. That was great. We don't often get special music on Wednesday night, so that was a real treat. Thank you very much for that. Mary. Oh, amen. Thank you very much. Somebody left me something up here. Merry Christmas, Pastor Lee. Who gave me that? Somebody? All right. It looks like Big Bill's in here. I don't know. All right. Very good. Amen. All right. We got any praises out there tonight? Good to see each and every one of you. We got visitors with us. Penny brought a visitor, so let's give our visitor a round of applause. Amen.
George.
All right. Then we probably got some folks online visiting with us. So you folks, good to have you all tonight. Church members, good to have you folks tonight with us on the online. What kind of praises we got out there? We got any? Anybody, praise.
I got a couple, Brother Lee.
Yes, sir.
Isaiah, the pastor's son from
That's right.
Darnell, Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
They're moving him into a rehab.
Okay.
Where he'll get some intensive rehab for the next 2 weeks.
All right.
Pray his pain level gets normalized and for God to work mighty in his broken body, soul, and his spirit.
Yeah, amen, man.
And Jesus is the expert on that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And this was Isaiah in the car wreck?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That is correct.
And when was this car wreck, Brother John? How many weeks ago, days?
It's been a couple of weeks now.
Okay, we're a couple of weeks out.
Yes, sir. And then we got an update on Miss Barbara Manning from Cypress, Volunteer Christian Building.
Right.
And, oops, sorry about that. As soon as I can get my fingers working here. Her son went over there, and she had a good night of sleep. And pray that she does a good today in PT, as they will have her sit on the side of the bed and stand. And they plan to move her to the rehab center on December the 26th.
Oh, wow, day after Christmas.
And praying God for a miracle so we can have her home.
All right, man. So still experiencing paralysis on half of her body?
Yeah.
Okay.
Her lungs and blood work are looking better, and I guess it's mainly the PT, getting the physical therapy that she's going to need to get her strength back again.
Right. Amen.
All right.
All right. Anybody else got a praise out there? Yeah, what you got, man?
Well, praise the Lord that our pastor is well. He's here. Amen.
Brother, I'm not well, but I'm here.
Amen.
I'm on two antibiotics. So.
All right. Well, we're glad you're here. Praise the Lord.
It's not catching, by the way, George. What I got.
Okay. And that's a praise. And praise for the Juanas. They're going
Amen.
To
Juana's,
do,
yeah.
sing tonight and do some hymns. And we had to pray for them, too, in a minute. But praise the Lord that they...
They're going to the...
Tom?
Heights.
Yeah, Tomball Heritage?
Yeah, Heights. Nursing home.
Yeah, man.
We're going to go bless them folks, man. Folks will be blessed tonight.
Amen. That's what I say.
Of course, some of them folks may be thinking that their kids are grown and gone. Who knows?
And praise
It'll be
the Lord
a mixed bag.
And praise the Lord for that sunshine.
Yeah, amen.
It broke today, boy. Say amen.
Boy, if you like high pressure and cold, dry air, I like some of that cold, dry air.
Yeah, amen. It's going to be nice.
Brother John, you'll be throwing extra blanket on the bed and turning the heat way up. But, whoo, man, I love it. I love these crisp mornings. I'll tell you what.
Amen.
Yeah, next 10 days, we're going to get a little fall in here.
Yeah.
And the winter solstice is coming up. So after that, days will start getting a little bit longer. So. Amen. We like them longer days.
It might have a real cold Christmas.
They're talking about a cold Christmas.
Yeah,
that's right, bro.
Yeah, really cold, yeah.
All right. Any other praises out there? Anybody got a praise? Anything else? All right. Let's do them prayer requests. What else?
Late hand there.
Oh, you got a praise?
No, I'm a late hand.
Late hand.
I just feel like that, I guess, as a semi-outsider looking in, I guess I just need to share my appreciation and thanks for what I saw go on over at that dinner the other night.
Yeah, you had a good time.
Oh, I had a ball.
Yeah.
but I don't think some of them people did because I was there.
No.
But anyway, it was a good evening.
What did I tell you, Frank? What did I tell everybody when we started? Don't take any of this what?
Personal.
Don't take it personal.
How else are you going to take it?
Well, the good Lord's testing you and refining you, man, right here at New Hope Baptist Church.
No, there was never any feeling in me that anybody was being unkind or anything.
Right.
But
no.
It was obvious very quick. The first gentleman that met me at the door, it was very quick that he and I were on the same path in life. And we had a ball.
Amen.
And his wife as well and many others. So
right.
I appreciate an opportunity for Denise, my wife, and I to be there with you all and those others that came. And I thought it was well done, well presented, well taken care
of. That's every year, brother.
And we just...
The hold down, low down. Yeah, put it on your calendar. We'll see you next year.
Will you be sending out invitations?
No, but they...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll...
Glad to be there. Thank you.
He'll get the chili cook-off experience.
We enjoy it.
Yeah. Valentine's party, that's right, yeah.
But I want to know who stole my gift.
Saturday night.
Well, I brought a $50 gift and went home with a $5 gift. How'd that work out? No, I didn't. I didn't. I'm just kidding. I thought that was unique. It was very strange. I don't think that I've ever sat in on that before. But he did a pretty good job keeping things under control. He looked at my number, and I'm going to tell y'all it was digit 3-1, and he says number 13. And I thought, huh?
All right, prayer request. Yes, sir, what you got?
No, it was wonderful.
Yeah, amen, man, amen. Miss Vicki?
Yeah, Sakura asked me to ask for a prayer for her neighbor, Jacqueline Cobweb, with cancer, and that her husband is also the pastor of Founders Baptist Church. But she said it's never to have too many churches praying for somebody.
That's right. Jacqueline what now?
Caldwell.
Caldwell.
With cancer.
That's the pastor's wife.
Yes. And she's a neighbor of Sakura's.
Sakura, that's right. Jacqueline Caldwell, cancer. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And continue to pray for my granddaughter with her depression, which is better. And my grandson, Justin, with a little issue.
All right. Give me your granddaughter's name again.
Madison B. Dalton.
Madison.
The only grandkid that got named after me.
All right. Depression. All right. Depression.
Oh, yeah. We lift up John. He's back in his back. Been bothering him. And Miss Sakura, you know, let's lift her up. And, you know, she gave us a call. She's always sending them cards.
Always sending them cards, man.
So she's a. You know, she's got a great ministry.
Mr. Cora, my Christmas card's coming. We're waiting on them to be delivered. So you'll get one, sister. Yeah, well, we're waiting on them to be delivered, but they're coming.
And I don't know, you got a lot of them down there already, brother, but Ronnie Vackler and, you know, and his health. And I was thinking of somebody. Gene, yeah. Gene's going to get his test results Friday. We hope that's good. And Ronnie Holman.
Yep.
Yeah, you got him down. I know that. And again, we pray for your health.
Amen, man.
To get you back on track. Amen.
Yeah.
We can't get a pastor off track, man. We got to keep him going, man.
Huh? Well,
and your father, Frank. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
His,
yeah.
Your father, Frank.
Larry.
Larry. I'm sorry, Larry. I thought it was Frank. I don't know, Larry. Larry. Yeah, okay. And
skin issue.
And I want to pray for James Woods and Becky. We pray they get well and get back to church.
Are they back sick again?
I don't think they're sick, but I'm just praying they can get back here with us and you know we miss them.
Amen.
I hope they're not sick.
You feel better when you come.
Yeah, amen. Well, I miss old Jane.
Amen.
Robert got Jane here.
Dean, you got a prayer request, your brother?
Yeah, my brother, he's got COVID. He went in the ER last week for the pneumonia, and they ran a test on him, and he has COVID. I also want to pray for my sister, Loretta. I invited him to church here on Christmas Day because they're not having church at their church on Christmas Day.
Oh, wow.
Day.
Okay.
So hopefully 70, she can attend, so we'll pray
72,
for that.
Boss.
Yeah.
Loretta?
Yeah, Loretta and her husband, Clark. So, well, they're Methodist, but that we won't hold that against them because I was raised Methodist myself.
Did their church leave the?
No,
they stayed in, huh?
Yeah.
Whoo, mercy! Yeah, where do they live?
Sugar Land.
Oh yeah, we're too far. They need to find another church.
Yes, sir.
Jesus, brother, I hate to say that, man. They do. Yeah. You know what they did, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. What the Methodists did, not what your. Yeah, well, the main group has embraced homosexuality and all same-sex marriage, all that jazz. I don't know all the details. I know some of the more conservative Methodist churches have left and they've gone another way, which is good. Yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah, we live in it, ain't we? Yeah, Loretta and Clark. Coming Sunday. Okay. Very good. Anything else?
Yes. Lift up Kevin. He's still going to church.
Yeah.
And we always talking about the word. He always wants to talk about the word. And I love that.
Uh-huh.
But he's still struggling with the drinking a little bit.
Yep,
you know?
Yep.
It's a hard road for the addicts. And you know, we just got to keep praying for them, you know. And they'll want us, their safety tonight, as they're traveling, mm-hmm. and back, getting back home. Getting back home safe. That's all I got, and I'll quit talking.
Yeah, what you got, buddy?
Sharon Heibarger, please pray for Justin. He has a rare cyst behind his, or near his thyroid that is infected, and it is hard to swallow or move his neck. It may need to be removed. He's seeing an ENT doctor on Friday.
All right, cyst, thyroid. ENT.
Got it.
That it? That all? You ready? Are you cold? Bump that heat up, brother. Hit that other one over here. Amen, brother. We'll pray. Yep. I got unspoken down. All right, let's do it, shall we? Our Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to praise your name in spirit and in truth and in song. And Lord, we enjoy the opportunity to come together in a concert of prayer, to bear one another's burdens, and Lord, just to bind our hearts together. And Father God, try to minister to people that are in need, people that are hurting. And so, Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to not just think about our own prayer life, our own prayer needs, but to think about the prayer needs and the difficulties of others. Before we do that, Lord, we do thank you for the praises. We are thankful for the extra little bit of rain we got. We praise you for that rain. And, Lord, we continue to pray for more rain, that you might send some more our way and get us caught up for the end of the year. Lord, we thank you for the rain that we did get. Lord, we praise you for Isaiah going to rehab. And, Lord, we pray that this would be a full recovery for this young man. And Lord, you just see him through and get him back to where he was. And Father God, just help him as he goes through the tenuous struggles of physical therapy. Also with Barbara Manning, we pray for her. We're thankful, Lord, that she's still with us. And Lord, we're looking forward to hearing a great praise report of her physical therapy and getting to go to the rehabilitation center. And so, Lord, we just pray you keep her healthy, keep her whole. And we, Lord, we pray you touch her body and help this part of her body that's not working. We pray that it would come back online. She'd begin to get sensation, be able to move. And Lord, we just pray you'd help her relearn all the things that her body's going to have to relearn. Father God, we thank you for the Christmas party, the great time fellowship we had last Saturday night. Thank you for the good food, good friends. and most of all, the fellowship, and most of all, the reason why we were there, and that's because of Christ. So, Lord, we just praise you and thank you for that. Lord, as we think about these other prayer requests, we lift up Ms. Sakura's request for her neighbor. We pray you might touch her body and bring healing to her from this cancer, Lord. You might remove this cancer from Ms. Caldwell and just bring healing to her, Lord. Be with her husband in the midst of trying to minister to his wife and minister to his church. Lord, we know that it's just a difficult situation, difficult spot that he's in. And so, Lord, we just pray for that home, pray that nothing else would come against him. And, Lord, we just pray that you might heal Ms. Caldwell. We lift up Ms. Sakura to you, Lord. We pray for her health. Pray you might keep her encouraged, Lord. Watch over her. Just lead God and direct her. We thank you for her card ministry in the church. And, Lord, we're just thankful that Ms. Sakura is a part of our congregation. We lift up Justin to you tonight. We pray for this cyst behind his thyroid, Lord. And we pray this appointment with the ENT will shed light on a solution, on a cure, on removing it, Lord, or something, and get him back on the path to his career goal, going into the Navy, God. So we just lift that situation up to you. Pray for Justin tonight. We lift up Madison to you. Lord, as we think about all the depression that's going on this time of year, Father God, we just pray for Madison. Pray she not slip into any kind of dark, deep depression, Lord. We pray that she would just turn to you. She would turn to others. She wouldn't try to put on a false front. Lord, she would be honest about her feelings. And if, Lord, she needs help, I pray that Madison get the help she needs with her depression. Lift up Brother John and pray for his back tonight. Pray you might touch his back, bring healing to his body, Lord. Just see him through in this area of the back. And then, Lord, for Ronnie Holman, we lift him up to you. Again, we always pray for Brother Ronnie and his healing of his cancer. We pray as a congregation, Lord. We pray for him almost daily that, Lord, you would just remove this cancer from him, take it, bring healing to him, Lord, and just make him whole from that cancer. And then, Lord, Ronnie Vaculik, we pray for him and all the challenges that he's dealing with, Lord, with his ears and with different parts of his body, his legs and his shoulder and his back. Lord, just everything going on, we just pray that you give him a pain-free, restful night. Lord, just take that ringing from his ears and that pain from his back and the pain from his feet. And, Lord, just everything he's struggling with, God, we pray you just lessen that, allow him to get some rest and some relaxation. We lift up Gene to you. And, Lord, we're praying for a good report this coming Friday. Shows no cancer. But, Lord, if for whatever reason there is, we pray that there be a remedy, a solution, a cure, and that they're able to get whatever is going on in that part of his body. Lord, those unspokens that are always represented in this body, we encourage everyone that has an unspoken request to pray that silently at this time to you, Lord. And, Father God, we're thankful that you hear us, and that you're sovereign and in control, and that you're for us. And Father God, we just affirm the fact in praying that prayer that we believe that you're working behind the scenes and that you're in control, and that, Lord, we want to just rest in your peace. We want to rest in your joy. We want to rest knowing that you are the God that can heal things, and God, the God that can put things back together whenever we just kind of give up, don't know where else to turn or what else to do. So, Lord, we lift these unspokens up to you tonight. We pray for Larry Field. We just pray that you help him with his recovery. Lord, we pray you mend his neck so he can undergo this triple bypass surgery. And, Lord, we just pray you keep him from falling or having any other issues before he has this triple bypass. James and Becky Woods, we continue to pray for them. Draw them back to the fold, Lord. Help them with their health, especially James getting over his pneumonia. And so, Lord, we just pray for James and Becky Woods tonight. Encourage them. Lift up Kevin to you, Lord. We're praying for his struggles with addiction. Lord, we pray that you might put people in his life to be an encouragement, people in his life that have overcome what he's struggling with. And, Lord, you just help him connect to some folks that speak truth into his life besides his parents. Speak truth into his life. Help him see what he needs to do and the changes he needs to make to leave these things behind. And, Lord, help him just take one day at a time as he struggles through some of this stuff. Lord, we're thankful for your word tonight. We pray for our Awanas tonight. give them safety as they go to the nursing home. Bring them back here to us this evening. And, Lord, we pray they have a great singing Christmas song ministry there in that nursing home. And Lord, we pray it blesses a lot of people's hearts, is encouragement to those folks that are there. But Lord, we thank you for your word. Help us get into it tonight and glean some things from it. It's in your name we pray, and everybody said, amen. All right, take a copy of God's word. Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 4. Leviticus chapter 4 as we begin our next offering, our next sacrifice, if you will. It is the sin offering. I invite you to stand to read these first introductory verses here in chapter 4. We'll take it through about verse 12. There's a lot going on here. We're going to get in the weeds. We're going to skin the frog. Go get deep, right? Detail, right? And if you didn't get a lot of sleep last night, you may snooze on me. That's okay. I'll try to get it. I'll try to get it through and get it done. But I got to do the nitty gritty. You don't do the nitty gritty, you can't really appreciate the application at the end of this thing. So, Leviticus chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. Those of you with me online, Leviticus 4, 1. Are you there? Amen. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. There we are in the third book, all right? Leviticus chapter 4, beginning in verse 1, the Word of God reads, "Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the sons of Israel, saying, if a person sins unintentionally in any of the things which the Lord has commanded not to be done and commits any of them, if the anointed priest sins so as to bring guilt on the people, then let him offer to the Lord a bull without defect as a sin offering for the sin he has committed. He shall bring the bull to the doorway of the tent of meeting before the Lord, and he shall lay his hand on the head of the bull and slay the bull before the Lord. Then the anointed priest is to take some of the blood of the bull and bring it to the tent of meeting. And the priest shall dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle some of the blood seven times before the Lord in front of the veil of the sanctuary. The priest shall also put some of the blood on the horns of the altar of fragrant incense, which is before the Lord in the tent of meeting. And all the blood of the bull he shall pour out at the base of the altar of burnt offering, which is at the doorway of the tent of meeting. He shall remove from it all the fat of the bull, and all the fat of the bull of the sin offering, the fat that covers the entrails, and all the fat which is on the entrails, and the two kidneys with the fat that is on them, which is on the loins, and the lobe of the liver, which he shall remove with the kidneys, just as it is removed from the ox of the sacrifice of peace offerings. And the priest is to offer them up in smoke on the altar of burnt offering. But the hide of the bull and all its flesh, with its head and its legs and its entrails and its refuse, that is all the rest of the bull, he is to bring out to a clean place outside the camp where the ashes are poured out, and burn it on the wood with fire. Where the ashes are poured out, it shall be burned." All right, thank you all for standing in honor of the reading of the inerrant Word of God, and may He add His tremendous blessing to it. Now, as we read the account of the sin offering in Leviticus, or as we started it, right? We hadn't read it all. We come to the rather amazing realization: the Israelites were commanded to kill the sacrificial animal, make use of its blood and its fat, and then dispose of the rest. Of all the things which a slain animal provided, what was the least useful? Well, I think I can say that it would be those very things which the Israelites offered up to God: the fat of the animal and its blood. The most valuable portion of the animal, the meat and the hide, plus some other not so useful things, they were burned and left on the ash heap, or they were given to the priest to eat. We'll find as we read down a little bit further, sometimes the priest got a little bit of this sin offering. Now, I have to tell you that this would have been a very difficult sacrifice for me to offer if I had been living in Israel in those days. I mean, think about it for yourself. Can you imagine being required
to offer one of your best animals, having its blood and fat offered to God, and then watch the two sides of prime beef being hauled off outside the camp to be incinerated and thrown on the ash heap. Some of us would kind of scratch our head. We would kind of drag our foot in the sand. We would kind of hem-haw around. We would kind of agonize over the waste of that, right? We would have to say, like those who agonized over the waste of the expensive perfume on the feet of Jesus. What a waste! John chapter 12, verses 3 through 5. In the case of the use of the expensive perfume to anoint the feet of our Lord, we can understand that it was not waste to expend the finest on Him who is the most worthy object of our worship. Amen? But what was so valuable to the Israelite that he could be persuaded to offer up his finest livestock in a way that appeared to be utterly wasteful? Now, what can we say about that? Well, the answer to this question will be found when we discover that which is of higher value than the prime valued animal. So what is of higher value than a prime valued animal? Well, what we're going to discover is forgiveness. Amen? Forgiveness. Yes? That answer will be the result of our study of the sin offering of Leviticus. Now, in these verses, we will seek to discover those things which made the sin offering distinctive. And we'll find the unique contribution of this offering to the Israelites. As the Israelites walk with God, we're going to see how this sin offering relates to that. We will then identify the principles which underlie this offering and attempt to apply them to 21st century Christianity. Still with me? Now, what I got to tell you, this is probably the last installment on Leviticus you hear for a few weeks, because we're going Christmas mode starting Sunday morning. Right? Christmas, right? Christmas is almost upon us. But when we come back at the beginning of the year, we'll pick this back up where we left off. When we come to the fourth chapter of the book of Leviticus, we can sense a change from the first three chapters. What do you mean by that? Well, by and large, the offerings in Leviticus chapter 1 through 3, 1, 2, and 3, those offerings can be found earlier in the Pentateuch. Earlier in the first five books of the Bible. For example, the burnt offering is found in Genesis chapter 8, verse 20, Genesis 22, verse 2. Whereas those offerings in chapter 4, which we're going to be studying, and following, those offerings cannot be found until the Israelites reach Mount Sinai and are given the law. Now, for example, the sin offering is first mentioned in Exodus 29, 36. Okay? The offerings in chapters 1, 2, and 3 are organized according to the animal being sacrificed and usually begin with an expression like, if his offering is, right? In chapter 4, the material is organized in accordance with the social categories from the high priest to the common Israelite, and the introductory formula here in chapter 4 is, if so-and-so sins. We're talking about sin offering. If so-and-so sins, right? If so-and-so sins. And you'll see that as we go through it. The expression, a soothing aroma, frequently found in Leviticus chapter 1, 2, and 3, is but seldom found in chapter 4 and chapter 5. In comparison, the term atonement, on the other hand, is found but once in the first three chapters in Leviticus, but nine times in chapters 4 and 5. So I hope you get kind of the comparison we're making here. The terms guilt and guilty are not found in chapters 1 through 3, but are each found, guilt and guilty, nine times in chapters 4 and 5. Are you still with me out there? Yes, yes? Oh, me? Getting too hot? I'm falling asleep. Stay with me. Chapters 1, 2, and 3 are more concerned with the process of the sacrifice, while chapters 4, 5, and 6 have more emphasis on the product of the process. And what is it? I've already mentioned it once. It's forgiveness. That's why Christ came, friend. That you could be forgiven for your sin. That's it. Sin, right? take care of your sins. Yes? We are sinners in need of a Savior. Yes? So as we begin the overview of Leviticus chapter 4, the structure of the passage dealing with the sin offering is somewhat baffling to me as I look at this, try to study through it. Almost all of the commentaries understand the sin offering to be described in chapter 4, beginning in verse 1, going through chapter 5, verse 13. The division is not as neat as this is portrayed, though, in the commentaries, in my humble opinion, because there's a kind of a merging of two offerings. What do you mean? Well, the sin offering is kind of merged with the guilt offering. Chapter 5, verses 1 through 13 deals with the guilt offering. For example, we can read Leviticus 5, you want to jump ahead a little bit with me, verse 6, Leviticus 5, 6. Word of God reads, "He shall also bring his guilt offering to the Lord for his sin, which he has committed, a female from the flock, a lamb or a goat, as a sin offering, so the priest shall make atonement on his behalf for his sin." In the same sentence, the terms guilt offering and sin offering are employed seemingly with respect to the same offering. Now, the fourth chapter of the book of Leviticus deals with the sin offering of four different categories of people. First of all, we deal with the high priest, verses 3 through 12 of chapter 4. Then the whole congregation of Israel, verses 13 through 21 of chapter 4. Then we deal with a leader of the people, verses 22 through 26. And then we get to the commoner, verses 27 through 35 of Leviticus chapter 4. In the first 13 verses of chapter 5, the approach changes. In verses 1 through 6, the reader is given some examples which serve to illustrate what sins are or are not included in the category of unintentional. Okay? In verse 1, we are given an example of a sin which is not unintentional. Look at 5:1 with me. You were at 5:6, correct? 5:1, are you there? "If a person sins after he hears a public adjuration to testify when he is a witness, whether he has seen or otherwise known, if he does not tell it, then he will bear his guilt." Okay? He will bear his guilt. The one who gives false testimony and has done so under oath has done this in a premeditated fashion. Thus, the person must bear his sin. Verses 2 and 3 of chapter 5 suggest how a person might inadvertently, unknowingly, come into contact with something unclean and thus become guilty and in need of a sin offering. Verse 4 includes a case of inadvertent sin in one speech. Verses 7 through 13 of chapter 5 are gracious. You know, we go through these offerings, we always see glimmers of God's grace. Amen? God's grace. Verses 7 through 13 of chapter 5, we don't have time to read tonight. We will get there. Verse 7 through 13 of chapter 5 are gracious in providing an exception for those who are poor. The one who cannot afford to sacrifice a lamb or a goat is allowed to sacrifice two turtle doves or two pigeons. The one who is so poor as not to be able to afford two birds is allowed, in verses 11 through 13, to offer a small quantity of grain. God's gracious. Yes, yes. Amen. Thus, while not everyone could afford a peace offering, remember the peace offering, not everyone could afford that. There was no alternative for the peace offering. Thus, while not everyone could afford a peace offering, everyone was afforded the opportunity to make a sin offering. Amen? Because what is the issue with us? Yeah, sin, man. We're in need of a Savior, right? Now, all I can say, how gracious is my God. Amen? Now, as we kind of wind this thing down, I've got about 8 minutes. I'm going to make a run for it, okay? I'm going to try to get it all in. Some observations about the sin offering and the four categories of sinners. That's what I'm talking to you about right now. Some observations about the sin offering and the four categories of sinners. Those of you with me online, leave the cat alone. Listen to what I'm saying. Amen? Don't get up. Stay right where you're at. First, there is the common element of sin and guilt. Sin and guilt, regardless of the category, whether the high priest or the whole congregation, a leader amongst the people, or a common citizen, all are in a condition of guilt due to sin. Did you not see it on the TV today? Did you not see it? This guy that used to roll with Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen DeGeneres is DJ, right? Didn't ever really watch that show, Ellen DeGeneres, but apparently she's got a pretty big show on afternoon, right? Her DJ, 40-year-old guy, been married 9 years, three beautiful babies, three beautiful kids, right? Just celebrated his 9th anniversary. Yesterday morning, an emergency call went in at 11:15 in the morning. Gunshot was heard in a hotel. Self-inflicted gunshot wound. Dead. Right here at Christmas. Right here at Christmas. 3 days after his anniversary. I think there's some guilt up in there, Pastor. I think there's probably some guilt up in there. Yeah? Something. I mean, brother, you watch this guy on the TV. He nothing but Mr. Positivity. Let me show you this new dance move or this. And him and his wife would do these TikTok videos during the COVID. Oh, man, they had a huge following. People watching them and doing all this jazz. Woo, 40 years old. Gone. Right here at Christmas. What about preaching on the last two Sundays? Talking about what? Depression. There it is. There it is. Why, preacher? Things that are done to us, we thought we did not deserve, probably did not deserve. Traumas that have happened to us. And things that we've done that we are sorry that we did, right? And we've not made peace. Ooh, mercy. Something about this time of year, it builds. It builds. And it builds. Praise the Lord, God has made a way for us to get out of that noose. Amen? For us to get out of that noose. Commercialism wasn't Twitch's answer. Ellen DeGeneres' Mobo Jobo that she's been pitching for 20 years was not the answer. Hollywood was not the answer. Money was not the answer. Children were not the answer. A marriage was not the... He missed the answer, did he not? He missed the answer. Yeah. Oh, I'm running out of time. I can't devote any more time to that. Where am I at? In all categories, an animal is sacrificed, all categories, doesn't matter who you were, the priest, the common people, the leader, the commoner. In all categories, an animal is sacrificed and its blood is shed and applied for atonement, at one meant with God. Further, the fat of the animal was burned on the altar of burnt offering and the offerer got none of the meat. Second, note the unity of the first two categories as well as that of the second two categories. In other words, in the first two categories, verses 3:12, verses 13 through 21, the whole nation is guilty. The whole nation is guilty, and a bull is required for the sin offering. The blood is likewise used in the same way in the first two categories. Some of the blood, this will make sense as we dive into this after the new year, but just hear it now. When you hear it in a couple weeks, you're going to click with me. Some of the blood is taken into the tent of meeting where it is sprinkled onto or in front of the veil. Finally, the bull in both instances is burned up outside the camp. Thus, we see the first two sections are quite similar, first two categories, are quite similar in scope and function. Likewise, with the second two divisions, verses 22 through 26, verses 27 through 35, in the case of the leader of Israel, verses 22 through 26, or the common Israelite, verses 27 through 35, the sacrifice could either be a goat or a sheep, either sex, male or female, goat or sheep. The blood of this animal was not taken inside the tent of meeting, but was placed on the horns of the brazen altar of burnt offering, and the remainder of the blood was poured out at the base of this altar. The meat of these sacrificial animals could be eaten in a holy place by the male priest, per Leviticus chapter 6, verses 24 through 30. I'm going to end it there. Amen. I wanted to get, and I didn't finish. I'm going to hit stop because time's almost up. And you guys don't want it to get dark. Oh, it's already dark. You don't want it to get dark before you have to drive home. Yeah. Frank. I know. When you're having a good time, time flies. Amen. What do we do with our sin? These people had to do some things, jump through some hoops, go through all this stuff. What do we do? I got to give this to you before we leave. What do we do with our sin? Hopefully, and you're going to hear this over and over again as we go through this sin offering, right? Hopefully, we confess our sin. Yes. 1 John 1:9, we confess it. And then hopefully, we repent. We repent, right? That's the deal. What happens if we just confess and be sorry about our sin? We don't ever get to repentance. We'll never grow past it. We'll never grow past that sin. You'll come to the altar. You'll have that crescendo of emotion. And you'll waste it. You'll waste that. Don't waste that emotion. God gave you that emotion for a purpose. Pivot off that emotion and repent. Make the change. Amen? Make the change. It's difficult. Yeah, I'd say it will be easy. But boy, he sets us up for success. Amen. Holy Spirit in us. Grace of God upon us. He sets us up. Amen, amen. That's all I'm going to say about Leviticus for a couple weeks. It's Christmas. When I close this and I come back up here on Sunday morning, boy, get your Christmas on. Because we go on Christmas. Amen. All right, let's bow for a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight, Lord. We thank you that we can get an introduction to this great sin offering in the book of Leviticus. Lord, we praise you and thank you for the different facets of your grace that we see illustrated in all of these different offerings. And Lord, how they all point towards your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we praise you, we thank you for that. What an awesome God you are to send Jesus to be born in a manger, to take on human flesh, to grow up, to be perfect, to go to the cross, and to carry the sins of the world. Father God, we praise you and we thank you for that. Lord, I find it amazing. I find it amazing that my last Bible study before Christmas deals with the sin offering. Didn't plan it that way. I have no idea as we go through these how many they're going to take. But Lord, here we are. Here we are talking about the sin offering. Lord, that's why you came. That's why you're born in the manger. Take care of that sin. Thank you, Lord, for taking care of it. Help us, Lord. See those twitches. See those Stephen twitches out there in the world, that Ellen DeGeneres young man that committed suicide. Lord, sometimes there's a false facade in that happiness. Sometimes there's a false facade in that spring in the step. Sometimes underneath all that, that's just a show. That's just a put on. And underneath that, somebody hurting. Somebody just dying inside. Lord, help us see deep and see past the fake facades. And help people sow Christ into their lives. We love you today, Lord. We praise you. Give us safety as we depart this place. Bring us back in health and in readiness to worship you this coming Sunday morning. It's in your name we pray, and God's people said. All right, I went over. I owe you 2 minutes. All right. Thank you, online folks. We'll see you next time. All right, all right.